surrounds you. Yeah, you weighed down by gloom. No, you don't like what it feels. In your dark and dirty room, it'll be easier in the morning.
And I'm hoping everybody's having a good evening. Saturday night, 4 o'clock in Las Vegas. So the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And, of course, the topic is always going to be exposing corruption in local, state, and federal governments. And we've got plenty of that to talk about. And what to believe and what not to believe. I mean, who can even guess nowadays with all that's going out and all the lies and deception that are being brought to you by mainstream news media? Well, that's the way things seem to be. And here we have an election coming up. And it's really everything else is kind of like minor compared to the other issues that are being presented to us. And I don't actually like to delve into politics because it just seems to be one lie after another. And but the main thing is actually following the supreme law of the land, constitutional law. I keep wanting to go back and talk about the Bundys and the Hammonds and the Finnecombs and the situation that's been going on for at least the last couple of years. But before I do that, I want to read the law enforcement code of ethics to everyone, because the police seem to be getting a beating just about every day, several times a day, from the left, if you get my drift. And it is undeserved. Sure, there are instances where there is police corruption. In fact, I filed a 2011 federal lawsuit against the LVMPD, the sheriff, and 14 other high-ranking members of the LVMPD just for that reason. We're always going to have corruption, folks, as long as there are human beings that are being are involved. Greed and avarice it weakens an individual, and we're all vulnerable to some type of weakness. But that particular corruption, that greed, and that avarice, it just finds its way into the weakness of a human being. So we're always going to have corruption. But the only thing you can basically do is try to minimize the damage and expose the corruption for what it is. Anyway, I want to read the Law Enforcement Code of Ethics to you as a... just something to think about when anybody that takes on the gun and the badge and swears to an oath. And this is basically what the oath is all about. As a law enforcement officer, my fundamental duty is to serve mankind, to safeguard lives and property, to protect the innocent against deception, the weak against oppression or intimidation, and the peaceful against violence or disorder, and to respect the constitutional rights of all men to liberty, equality, and justice. I will keep my private life unsullied as an example to all, maintain courageous calm in the face of danger, scorn, and ridicule, develop self-restraint and be constantly mindful of the welfare of others. Honest in thought and deed in both my personal and official life, I will be exemplary in obeying the laws of the land and the regulations of my department. Whatever I see or hear of a confidential nature, or that is confided to me in my official capacity, will be kept ever secret unless revelation is necessary in the performance of my duty. I will never act officiously or permit personal feelings, prejudices, animosities, or friendships to influence my decisions. With no compromise for crime and with relentless prosecution of criminals, I will enforce the law courteously and appropriately without fear or favor, malice or ill will, never employing unnecessary force and or violence, and never accepting a gratuity. I recognize the badge of my office as a symbol of public faith, and I accept it as a public trust to be held so long as I am true to the ethics of the police service. I will constantly strive to achieve these objectives and ideals, dedicating myself before God to my chosen profession, law enforcement. Now, pretty much, this is a type of oath of honor or code of ethics that most, if not all, police officers in the United States of America swear to, in addition to any other oath, especially in defending, supporting, protecting the Constitution of the United States of America and the Bill of Rights, and making sure that this is enforced for everybody, equally, all citizens, regardless. Going back to the 2014 standoff in Bunkerville, Nevada, this was a kind of like a turning point and an exposure of the corruption that is instilled itself in this present federal government. The actions of the Bureau of Land Management, and of course they're only bonds, the federal government is behind this. Certain senators are also behind this too, and one of them being continually elected Dirty Harry of Nevada. It, for some reason or another, he keeps getting elected, and I don't know of anybody that actually likes him or trusts him. And that's basically the whole crux of it, is who do you trust nowadays? What can you trust? Who do you believe? Surely now, especially with the mainstream news media, I mean, you have to constantly tear apart anything, any information that the mainstream news media gives you. All information is somewhat laced with truth. And now it's up to you to be able to discern what is truth and what is fake and what are lies. And I can tell you this from my standpoint. In my world, in the law enforcement world, there is no compromise. It's either the truth, no half-lies, no omissions, no manufacturing of information. It has to be the truth, nothing but the truth. So help me God. Fortunately for me, I got to experience that for 39 years. A career law enforcement officer, and I didn't need to go that route where I was told to fudge the facts or outright lie or change or add things to laws that were broken and toward the people that committed and broke those laws. but I know other people that have. And let me tell you, folks, understand that all police officers are under a gag order where they are forced under no circumstances to never discredit the police department, never go against a fellow officer, and never expose the corruption that the police department, upper police management mostly, commit. And that is a fact, folks. All police officers are forced in any and all police departments to give false testimony. Now, I don't know about any of you or any other police officer, but I never have. And I can at least look myself in the mirror and say, hey, I tried. I tried to do what was right and make sure that the truth was always testified to in court. You know that there are laws on the books in just about every state that allow a police officer to use a ruse in order to investigate criminal activity. Using the ruse or fabricating facts to a suspect in order to get at the truth is allowable, and it is allowed by law. And it stops in the street. It does not supposed to go into the courtroom. The courtroom is where a law enforcement officer must always, each and every time, tell the truth. Unfortunately, that isn't the case, especially in the LVMPD. There are so many lies and so many false arrests that nobody can even keep track of. And what's the weapon that corrupted government officials use? They use attrition is the biggie. Attrition. They just wear you down. They never have to acknowledge the fact that you caught them with their hand in the cookie jar. All they'll do is just wait you out and eventually destroy your career if you come out with that information while you're still employed. Well, that was the case for me and several other officers that just could not take any more of upper police management telling them what to say, when to say it, and to color a testimony in court so as to convict an innocent person. Back in April of 2010, there was a series of rapes, robberies, burglaries that were going on in the community of Las Vegas. A great deal of pressure was placed upon the robbery section of the LVMPD to find the suspects that were responsible for this. And yes, the suspects were black. We might as well get past that. And one of the victims of these home invasion, burglaries, robberies, and sexual assaults was a police lieutenant. Wife and young child. And obviously the emphasis to find these suspects was great. It was a lot of pressure was put on. For years of always playing it straight, I noticed that the robbery section for which I was part of, for the LVMPD, that they did not want my assistance in helping to solve this crime. Fact is, they didn't want my entire squad. There were 33 detectives that were assigned to find these suspects that were committing a series of crimes. And except for my squad, six guys. We were the most senior detective squad in the entire department. And I was the most senior detective in the entire department. Now, why would you not want a group of detectives not chime in and help find these despicable suspects? Well, I've noticed over my career that whenever I was not invited or requested to partake in a major investigation, that there were shenanigans that were going on and being performed within that investigation. Well, this particular investigation had nothing on anything else, because that is exactly what they did. And it became very apparent directly. I saw it. Eventually, five suspects were developed through informants, through surveillance, through the standard police techniques. And these five individuals were under very close surveillance by our surveillance team. One thing led to another, and the surveillance team was burned, and the suspects crashed into a municipal bus while they were being pursued by LVMPD detectives. Well, this pretty much forced the hand of the surveillance team and the other detectives that were working on this case to show their hand, and basically took the suspects into custody, questioned them, developed an informant within their group. But this was only a small portion of the group. There were actually 15 suspects that were involved in this series of crimes throughout the Las Vegas community. The evidence that was obtained from the crime scenes was also not useful. The suspects wore gloves and masks and condoms, and so forensic evidence was not obtained from any of the crime scenes. Nothing that would place those suspects at those crime scenes, other than the fact that one of them had turned over and became an informant for the LVMPD. Well, that isn't really good enough to take into court. So after five search warrants were signed by judges, the probable cause for the search warrants was a little on the weak side, but again, the search warrants were signed, and evidence was obtained from five different locations: cars, computers, everything, clothing, weapons, dope, everything. But there still wasn't any, again, no forensic evidence that tied these individuals to the crime scenes, because of the gloves and the masks and the use of condoms. So the search warrants were served. A great deal of evidence was obtained and confiscated, and supposedly the squad and about 11 detectives were basically worn out. It was a long, drawn-out warrant service that required a great deal of effort and a great deal of time. I don't know if it was staged or if it was truthful, but the squad obtained all this evidence from these five different locations requested to develop a temporary evidence storage area before all the evidence was properly tagged and bagged and put into the evidence vault for the LVMPD. So they did develop a temporary evidence vault. That will continue this story. Sunday morning ever, and Sunday's passing by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know that when I won't. Working for a living, working.
ingredients have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone, and so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If the lonely night surrounds you.
All right, this is Gordon Martinez with American Honor, brought to you by RBN. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. We're talking about a criminal case that occurred in April of 2010 that was actually pivotable in my 2011 federal lawsuit against the LVMPD, Sheriff Doug Gillespie et al., and 14 other high-ranking members of the police department. And I should say some of those members were also running for sheriff the following term and were acknowledged as almost heroes of the police department, when in fact their hands were very dirty, folks, extremely dirty. And we're going to go into some of that. So this temporary evidence vault was developed, and a great deal of evidence. It was the office of Sergeant S. Junge, J-U-N-G-E. He allowed his office to be turned into a temporary evidence vault. All the evidence was put in there, half packaged, some of it packaged, whatever, but none of it was dropped into the evidence chute in order to be taken to the evidence vault for the LVMPD. The following morning, after the office was secured late in the evening, the following morning, I personally saw Sergeant Junge go over to his office and notice that the
the door was open, wide open, and all the evidence was missing. He had no idea who or what happened or who took the evidence from his office. The fact is, it shocked him so much that he began mumbling to himself, and I saw this and heard this. After I had found out exactly what had happened from my supervisor, in that two other detectives, the liaison squad that was used between the robbery section and the FBI and the Justice Department, had contacted the janitor of the building and obtained the key, went in without Sergeant Fungi's knowledge, removed all the evidence, repackaged it, and put their names on it, which, in fact, they never had anything to do with it. So, obviously, all the evidence is now useless and will be rejected because the chain of custody has been broken. However, that evidence has never really been openly examined, and I can only venture a guess that someone who was unauthorized attempted to improve that evidence, such as placing DNA evidence or hair fiber or fabric fiber on some of that evidence that was related to the victims. So, me and my partner, El Arajo, detective, were called into my supervisor's office. And again, we had nothing to do with this case because we were never invited. In fact, they didn't even want our help. We were informed by my supervisor, Tom Melton, the sergeant, that this is what occurred, and that these two detectives and their supervisor knowingly broke into the temporary evidence vault, removed the evidence, and then put it in the FBI's evidence vault, never making it to the LVMPD's evidence vault, which is a total violation. But a report was generated by the two detectives that accomplished this task, and it was a total fabrication and how they were involved from the very beginning with the case and the obtaining of the evidence from different locations, and that they oversaw everything that occurred, and that's why their name now is on each package of evidence that was obtained from the locations. Well, this was a complete total falsehood, and it was just another example of how bad the police department operates. Well, it looks like it's time for to pause for the cause, and I'll be back in a few.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
With American Honor, and it's brought to you by RBN. We're having a little technical difficulties at the present time. I'm actually broadcasting directly from my phone rather than my headset, because I'm having a little problem getting into Skype. Hopefully the transmission is clear enough that you can hear clearly what's going on. So we were talking about once the evidence was compromised, now all of a sudden now the cover-up begin, and this is where the criminal acts start. After being told by my supervisor and also being told how unhappy he was with me and eventually my partner, but later on that proved not to be the case, the story went trying to smooth out and to basically improve the evidence against these five individuals. I refused to go along with this. So I contacted the FBI, and I sent them an email, and I also met with them personally and told them what was going on and that the evidence they had against these five individuals was tainted. And the FBI and the Justice Department were going to take the case because the LVMPD didn't want it appear that just because one of their police lieutenant's family was victimized by these animals,
that there would be some kind of bias against these individuals. So the case was going to be transferred to the Justice Department, but I informed the FBI that, that what they were getting was a dirty case. It's pretty low that a police department, whom the community is supposed to trust and has all the integrity and honor that it's supposed to have, really doesn't have it, because now they have manufactured evidence against these individuals. They've lied, they've created false documents, and essentially what they did is they made a false arrest to blame these individuals to in order to help stop this series of robberies and sexual assaults and burglaries that were occurring in our community. I believe the numbers of incidents was 12, and the number of actual suspects that were involved in these 12 types of series of crimes was around 15. But we have five now that were being charged with all the laws that they broke, and they allegedly broke. And now, all of a sudden, again, this was a time of re-election, and the DA, name was David Roger, he went right along with this fabrication and the false charges against these individuals. And the FBI and the Justice Department eventually responded to my email by rejecting the case and sending it back to Clark County against these five individuals. And the surprisingly, the newly elected DA, David Roger, miraculously came out to the fact that he now decided then to step down 3 years before his term was up. And that's kind of strange after all the effort that he's gone to get reelected. And all of a sudden he wants to spend more time at home. Well, that's the usual excuse. But, folks, it doesn't wash. It's bad. And it doesn't come out right. Well, before he decided to step down, the DA also fired his Deputy DA, Roy Nelson, and again, no adequate explanation was afforded to that. And miraculously, the case was brought back to Clark County. The suspects all pled out. They were probably given a deal they couldn't refuse. And DA David Roger and Deputy DA Roy Nelson's name were on the grand jury indictment that accepted this plea from these five individuals that were charged with these crimes. And it's funny how the DA steps down 3 years before his term, and he also fires and takes with him the other deputy DA that had his name on that grand jury indictment. Kind of strange. But also something else that was strange. During that same time frame, current sheriff Doug Gillespie was already preparing and advertising for running for a third term, and he also changed his mind about running for a third term, and basically did the shoulder cap anointment of his successor, Joe Lombardo, who was a assistant sheriff at the time, and apparently they really didn't had total disregard for the election system that's currently employed in Clark County when electing the sheriff. His anointment and tap on the shoulder for his successor went through without a hitch, and so our new sheriff now is Sheriff Joe Lombardo. Well, to make a long story short on this thing, the latest creation to try and clean up Clark County, Nevada,
is voter fraud and the exposure of voter fraud within the county of Clark County, Nevada. There has been lots of evidence that suggests that voter fraud is pretty apparent. Just going back to the last election where the shoulder tap anointment of Assistant Sheriff Joe Lombardo won in the general election against candidate Larry Burns. Kind of unusual for at least the tabulation of votes from these electronic voting machines, in that the first early count in several districts had turned in their little flash drives or hard drives after voting had stopped, and the early count from the tabulation room indicated that it was like approximately 3,300 votes that Joe Lombardo was over Larry Burns. This is at the very early part of the count. And then toward the end, Joe Lombardo won the election by 3,300 votes. Now, that's rather unusual, and I think it's, from everybody that I've talked to, it's actually mathematically impossible that at the very early part of the count, Joe Lombardo was ahead of candidate Larry Burns by 3,300 votes. And then after all the other hard drives and flash drives that came in from all the other districts for the count, that Joe Lombardo wins the election by 3,300 votes. Now, this isn't the only case that this has happened. There was a judgeship up for election, and the female candidate that lost to the other candidate, and there's only two that went to the general election, she lost by a like about 4,000 votes. But at the early counting, she was behind by 4,000 votes. Now, this happened again. At the end of the count, she lost by 4,000 votes. And of course, and I spoke to her, and she was just absolutely livid and screaming that there's going to be an investigation and that she's not going to let this die. And then all of a sudden, it did die. Then all of a sudden, nobody even talked about it, especially the candidate that lost. It's just kind of like going back to the old school Las Vegas, where just the muscle and the offer that they just can't refuse is employed. That's why I'm on the committee to voter rights committee. Along with some other very intelligent individuals that have a hand on what is going on with our voter fraud in Clark County, Nevada. Now, the research that I've been conducting, I've found out that 11 states across the United States are involved in a lawsuit regarding voter fraud, and it's everything from the voting machines to being tainted and manipulated to registering dead people and having their votes. And it's mostly pointed against the DNC. Now, I have nothing to do with that, but it's just kind of interesting when you start doing research on voter fraud, it is pretty widespread. And as all of you probably know, that if you condone any way, shape, or form, any type of voter fraud, well, then we're all wasting our time here. We're all wasting our time following the issues, debating, doing research, because if they've already
manipulated and tainted those voting machines and those tabulation machines. We're basically at the mercy of whoever is making those machines or controlling them. My research has produced an individual that is helping us expose how these voting machines and these tabulation machines are actually being tainted. And it's radio controlled, folks. It's hardware. It's a small piece of hardware that is installed in these machines, as just like our slot machines in Las Vegas. And these machines are made in South America, in Venezuela, Paraguay, and such. And our voting machines and our slot machines are all made there. Now, the same company that makes America's voting machines is in South America, and there's a tie into George Soros. Now, isn't that just special? And, of course, this is all just alleged, and that people that are giving me this information, they don't even want to identify themselves because of fear of retaliation. Well, it's a pretty important stuff, but all I ask and all my committee asks, the Voter Rights Committee, in Las Vegas, and it's on Facebook. Any of you would like to chime in, please do. All we're asking is maybe an inquiry, a hearing, or somebody to just examine those voting machines or those tabulation machines, which are highly guarded, and it would take at least a Supreme Court warrant in order to get into those machines to examine them. But my suggestion is pretty much simple. Let's go back to paper voting machines. Let's go back to the keyhole punch card that when we used to go into the vote, is they would give you a record of your vote, how you voted, and who you voted for. So you had at least a receipt. Well, nowadays, with this electronic voting machine, about the only thing you can do is view your choices and take a picture. Okay. On the air, who am I talking to?
Get up here. This is Mike from Tennessee.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing fine. I'm listening to Deja Vu all over again. I went through this in 2006 when I ran for county executive. It's not voter fraud. What it's properly referred to is election rigging. What they're doing is they're rigging. They are rigging the outcome. The smart cards are hard to manipulate. The voting machines are hard to manipulate. Where they're getting you is when they tabulate it. They take the little smart cards and they stick them in their desktop or their laptop, and the microvote or Diebold, whoever's software it is, tabulates. And what they can do, as microvote told me, because if you go to my website is mikeparsons.org. And just so that I can show you this really quickly, if you've got internet access, I don't know if you're in front of a computer, but if you scroll on the homepage, just scroll to the very bottom of the page, and you'll see a screenshot from the news the night of the election when I ran. I'm Parsons. You'll see 4,282 votes. My opponents got less than 12%, basically. All right, the next day, they said that I had less than 2,000 votes, that my opponent won in a landslide, even though at midnight, I was called by some volunteers congratulating me because I had over 10,000 votes. All they do is they click on Start Program, Microvote, 2,000 whatever election. They select the race, and they type in what they want. Usually they'll take whatever the vote outcome was, and they'll just flip it so they got the same numbers. So in case somebody's counting numbers of voters, they'll have the same numbers of voters because they're not totally stupid, but they're close. They can't manipulate.
Totally. That's for sure.
They can't manipulate the smart cards. And so what I did, if you read my narrative on that site, What I did is I sued, challenged the election, subpoenaed the smart cards and the tabulating machine, because the tabulating machine keeps a record of every keystroke. So when they went in and they changed the votes, voila, you got them. The problem I had, the judge who was on the ballot as a circuit judge stepped in and acted as a chancery judge, which is totally illegal, would not recuse himself. The chancery judges were on the ballot. They recused because they had a financial interest. The circuit judge did too.
Would you mind jotting down my email address and send me any and all information regarding this?
I'm underneath a lawnmower working, listening to you guys on the radio. Can you email me and I can reply back?
Okay, let me get a pen. Hang on.
It's a very, very easy email.
I would love to have this information.
Well, it's a dangerous thing when you start doing what you're talking about. They railroaded me into prison for 7 years. Yeah, a guy
history. I threatened numerous times. I've had my brake line in my car punctured in three different spots on the steel brake line. I've had my tires slashed six times. And they did it really bad by slicing the inside of the tire rather than the outside so that you can't even see it. So I don't even take my car on the freeway for fear that the damn thing is going to, you know, have a blowout. And I was riding my motorcycle home after me and Sheriff Doug Mulkey had a discussion. 2 days later, I'm riding my motorcycle home and I get shot in the left eye. Three doors away from my front door. I know what you're talking about and what I'm doing. Yeah, it's dangerous, all right. But what's more dangerous? You want to live in a country that is controlled by all these crooks? I mean, you've got to do something.
We're doing all we can do. We're doing all we know to do. But the reality is they declare war against us, and the FBI will do nothing about it. The U.S. Attorney's Office will do nothing about it. I even had the district public defender admit to me that they were conspiring to send me to prison. I had his admission and how they were doing it. Went to the U.S. Attorney and the FBI. They didn't care.
Give me your email address.
So it's four letters. M like Mary, P like Papa, H like Hotel, I like Indian. Four letters, M-P-H-I, at MSN.com.
At MSN.com?
Yep.
Okay. I would love to have you send me any and all information that you have. You know what my weapon is? Sure, I told them all about it. I told them about murders that the LVMPD and the Sheriff Gillespie are all complicit in. Even a police officer's murder. Kevin Scott Daly, 2007, they found his severed head laying out there in the desert. And you won't see anything in any news media anywhere because everybody was told to shut their mouth. But I, and sooner or later, they're going to have to do something about it. And that's where my weapon is. I will keep pounding on this type of stuff until something is done. Or maybe I'm planted in the ground. So as long as I'm vertical and upright and above ground, I'm going to keep at it. Anyway, I appreciate your call. Expect an email from me, and you have a good day. So we were talking about the who's from Utah? Oh, how you doing?
Good, Mr. Martinez. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. All right. Very good show, sir. I found your show a while back here on RBN. Very interesting. I personally met Sheriff Richard Mack in years past here in Utah. And different people. There was another former officer, Jack McClam, who was on RBN for many years, sir. And so it's really good to hear you coming along and almost like carrying the baton. I did have a couple comments. In the voting precincts, once the ballot boxes are removed from the precinct, the evidentiary chain is now broken. And that's the key there. In fact, if we could do one improvement from the old days, Mr. Martinez, it would be to have transparent ballot boxes. That was the only change I'd make from the old era. And Stalin said it best. Joe Stalin said it best. Those who cast the votes decide nothing. Those who count the votes decide everything.
Well, you know, Joseph Stalin made a comment in 1946. He says, it doesn't matter how you vote. It only matters on who counts the votes. Now, this was in 1946. I don't have any admiration for Joseph Stalin, but I thought that was kind of interesting to say that.
I remember
keyhole punch ballots and paper ballots where you got a receipt, showed you how you voted, when you voted, and at least you had something in your hand. With these electronic voting machines, you ain't got nothing. You're at the mercy of them.
Right, you ain't got nothing. And are you familiar with James Collier, the late James Collier?
Yes, I have that name sounds real familiar. Refresh my memory.
Well, okay, many people associated with the American Free Press newspaper, you are familiar with them, aren't you, Mr. Martinez?
Yes.
Okay, the American Free Press had some great writers. Many have passed on now, Michael Collins Piper and different people. They showcased James Collier. He is a late author, and his brother also died very mysteriously. The authors of Vote Scam, The Stealing of America, and this is back in the late 90s. They were really the groundbreakers in this, I must say. Black Box Voting and others have come on and done some good things. You're doing good today bringing this to light. But the late James Collier and his book, Vote Scam, was a groundbreaker. And so I would encourage you to get a hold of that book.
You need to tell me that book again?
Yeah, Vote Scam. The name of the book is just Vote Scam, and then the subtitle is The Stealing of America. It's by James Collier. In fact, his brother Ken. Yeah, James and Ken Collier, very interesting folks from Boston they were. I do believe they were murdered. He has a daughter that's still active in some ways. I don't trust her to the same degree as I did her her dad. They were of Jewish extraction, but they were pro-American Jewish Bostonians, the Colliers, and very much telling the truth. And so I just would encourage you to look up that book, and it's been talked about on RBN, and the American Free Press, of course, has a long history. They go back to the 1950s when they used to be called the Spotlight Newspaper. And so much of their writing centered on things that happened in your hometown there of Las Vegas about the Meyer Lansky. Pardon me?
That's a true statement. It seems like Las Vegas sets the standard for corruption.
Well, Mr. Martinez, I don't know how familiar you are, but in the American Free Press newspaper, and Deanna Spangola, that precedes your show, she used to write for the Barnes Review, which is a sister organization with them. She knows a lot about Meyer Lansky, the Jewish mobster, the man who invented money laundering. His whole center of the universe was Las Vegas, and the whole deal with Greenfield, and how the Jewish mob controlled Capone and the Italian mob. In fact, Lucky Luciano, I brought his book, Last Testament of Lucky Luciano, and he said, you know, when in his later years, after the exile, them back to Italy.
Welcome to the end of the show. God bless everybody. This is Gordon Martinez with American Honor. Brought to you by RBN. Sign it off.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.